So I asked AI to explain Ephesians 5:30, and it did a good job. And it's the verse about we are part of his body, right? And I copied the text to my website under daily text, I think. Daily text or something like that. But anyway, I told the AI, I said, how did you interpret that? And the way the AI, I said, how did you come to that conclusion? So the AI told me how it came to the conclusion. I said, well, so what you're saying is you looked at the passage from a holographic point of view. And I explained what I meant about the parts are in the whole are in the parts, and so forth. I went through a long process. And the AI understood what I was saying about my perspective about it's a holographic interpretation. Anyway, you look at all the data points from every perspective you can, multidimensional, fractally, yin and yang, so forth. You just look at it from every angle, every dimension, from dimensional to however you want to say it. Anyway, long story short, it took my mind back to the where it all started. To understand what's going on in this reality, you got to go back to the beginning, Adam and Eve, right? Eve is a piece cut off. And he called her name Eve, but their name was Adam, but Eve is a piece cut off, right? The reason that women like having a bunch of relationships is because of that. Let me try to explain this. You got Adam and Eve. Names are important. Everybody's name tells you their calling. Everybody's name tells you their calling. So I'm going to explain the natural so that you can see the spiritual. But this is not about male and female. This is about flesh versus spirit. So if it's a saved woman, she has the flesh mind and the spirit mind. If a saved man, he has the flesh mind and the spirit mind. But it says about walking in the spirit. So God gave allegories in the literal. God gave allegories in the literal. In other words, you're walking it out literally, but you're an allegory at the same time. And there's spiritual truth at the same time. So Adam is A-D-A-M. Write it on paper if you want to see this. Now, what is A-D-A-M? A-D is toward. A-M is daylight, the morning, the day. Toward day. What is Eve? Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. What is a piece cut off? Well, the church is a piece cut off from Christ. It's the flesh side. Eve is the flesh side of Adam. She's a piece cut off. It's a type and shadow. It's an allegory. So Eve is the flesh side of Adam, the natural realm. So God made heaven and earth with a foreshadow, knowing what would happen with Adam and Eve. The Bible says, in Adam all die. So how come the Bible says Eve dropped us down into sin? How can Adam all die, but Eve is the reason we all fell down into time, the cycles of time? Because God is outside of time. If you're hid in Christ, you're outside of time. Time really doesn't exist for the believer. Your body has to go through its sleep cycle and its cycles and so forth, but you're outside of time spiritually. So the allegory of Adam and Eve is a piece cut off. She's being cut back in. That's why her desire is to rule over her husband. So this is why the flesh always persecutes the spirit. It all lines up with the New Testament, the Old Testament, Genesis, Revelation. Everything has to fit into little puzzle pieces to understand the whole pie. And so the whole pie is the complete holographic whole truth. And so Eve is a piece cut off. She's a part of Adam, just like the church is a piece cut off from Christ. And so God knows he came down here and he walked among us. Jesus split space-time, walked among us to become a great high priest after the order of Melchizedek, right? Because he couldn't understand us unless he felt what we go through. So he came down here, and God can understand anything. He don't really have to do it. But just for our benefit, Jesus came down here, went through what we went through, went to the cross to teach you how to take up your cross daily and know that you're not alone. So Eve, as peace cut off, is the weaker vessel, the Bible says. She's the weaker vessel. She represents the flesh side of Adam. She's a piece cut off, cut back in. So that's why women always want to talk. Women always want to have relationships. In other words, women don't like being alone. There's some women out there that do, but they really don't. They're just telling themselves that. But women don't like to be alone. Right beside me, there's a big Winnebago, but it's an old style, way old. And on the side, it says Sightseer, Sightseer. So if you want to be a sightseer, you have to go back to Genesis. And you have to understand that Adam and Eve are one. They got married. They two became one, right? So you got spirit side, you got flesh side. So there's a human body, you got a flesh body, but you're one with Christ spiritually if you're saved, you enter in by faith. So you got Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, Adam and Eve. And so Adam and Eve are one when they get married. But before that, she's looking for her other half. That's why women talk about soulmates more than men. She's looking for men, just get up and go. The woman deep down is trying to please the man, just like the employee is trying to please the boss, just like the citizen is trying to please the government. There's authority and there's people under authority. The reason she's under law, because you know that's true in Ephesians 5, wives submit to your husbands as unto the Lord. The reason she's under law, because she's the flesh side. The flesh is the reason we have a flesh body and the sky is blue, because we're under law, the blue letter law sky. The sky is blue for a reason. The sun is white for a reason. It looks yellow for a reason. On the horizon, it looks yellow for a reason, but it's white. White is the righteousness of Christ. Yellow is the cross. The green grass is green for a reason, because it's the reptilian side of, it's the greenhorns. The greenhorns. That's why they call them greenhorns. It's a shoot. They just started shooting up. They're not experienced. And that's why the greenhorns can't accept what I'm saying here, because they're not sound in their doctrine. They haven't spent enough time studying this thing. And that's why this makes them mad. And I know it makes them mad, because they're flesh creatures. And they don't like the higher truth, because they just love their fun and their foolishness and their ridiculousness. They love their foolishness. So when somebody gets serious and upright and steady state, they don't like that, because they can't pull you down to their level, right? The flesh mind. I'm not talking about men and women right now. I'm talking about just in general, the flesh creature. So Adam and Eve is an allegory. It's a type and shadow. And that's where the computer programs come from. The number one represents the man. The zero represents Eve. The womb. The womb where the baby's made. Baby making machine. So the machine, the Mother Earth, is a machine and has a feedback loop. The woman will give the man a feedback loop. The man can use the woman for a feedback loop. The woman can use the man for a feedback loop. If they're married, they can use each other as a sounding board to rise higher Or, and that's the iron sharpening the iron in the spirit, or they can destroy each other. The flesh cuts the flesh, and they can hurt each other. That's why marriage is so hard, because you got the flesh versus the spirit, and the two are becoming one. One can cut the other one, and that's why there's abuse in marriage, because they're not in the spirit walk or in the flesh walk. And I would have to say most marriages are abusive because they're not in the spirit walk. Dr. Phil won't tell you that. Yeah, the man, see, it's built into a man because Christ and his church is built into a man to have a savior mindset, to save the woman, right? And she knows that, and that's how the Jezebel knows it, and that's how the Jezebel pulls these men in with mama issues, and the flesh creature men deal with the woman with daddy issues. It's the same but different. The mama issues is different from the daddy issues with the woman, but it's the same concept, but it's a different dynamic. But anyway, long story short, the one and the zero is where the computer program come from. So down here, you know, the binary is the Adam and Eve, ones and zeros, and that's everything down here. Now, there's computer languages that convert into binary, and you have to use a language to deal with it. It's a function. And so the one and the zero is relational database tables and so forth. It's a relation. And so there has to be a language to manipulate the relation. And I don't mean manipulate like you think I mean. I mean to work within it. And so to work with each other has to be language, body language, words, grunts, and groans. And so anyway, the two become one is painful. So Adam and Eve becoming one is painful, and just like becoming one with Jesus is painful, because it's a process of dying to your old Adamic nature. So Eve has to die to her old nature, and Adam has to die to her old nature in a marriage. And if you don't, you're not going to have unity. You're not going to have unity. Do you hear what I'm telling you? It's all encoded in Genesis, and it unfolds. The whole Bible unfolds from Genesis. You know the future because you know Genesis.